were the Maya, a Mesoamerican civilization who lived and continue to live principally in Mexico, but also in Honduras, Belize, Guatemala, El Salvador, and now the U.S. The Maya developed the only known fully developed written language in the pre-Columbian Americas. They're known for their art, architecture, and mathematical and astronomical systems. They perfected a calendar. They built pyramids. They made very beautiful art. Very beautiful art. The Mayan civilization is thought to have started from about 2000 BC and is said to have reached its height between AD 250 and 900. But their civilization lived on. It took the Spanish conquistadors 200 years from the 16th to the 18th century to conquer the Maya politically, but culturally they never did. There are still over 6 million Maya in Mexico alone, living and creating. Almost every piece at the K. Bronley's exhibit, Maya's Revelation of an Endless Time, is beautifully preserved. The colors are vibrant, the sculptures and most of the pottery are intact, which is rather amazing considering the Mayas lived in the jungle, which is a rather hostile and unforgiving climate. José Ortiz from Mexico's National Institute of Anthropology and History, who organized the exhibit, said that many artifacts have been lost, but everything that was kept inside the pyramids are very well preserved. He said that for the Maya, the pyramids were the sacred mountains where the transformation from death to life takes place. Sound familiar? A bit like the ancient Egyptians? That is the big, wonderful question. How is it that the Maya and the Egyptians shared a common cosmology 15,000 kilometers and 2,000 years apart? For José Ortiz, the answer is to be found in the relationship formed with the earth by agricultural societies.
The concept of life and the concept of life as a continuity, as a plant. A plant has to take out the seeds and then the plant itself has to die and go to the soil. And this soil has to catch the seeds for giving the life again. So this concept of reborn is very important for both civilizations. And in this concept that they created something in common, the thought of the underworld, the place where death takes place for life and life recharges and comes to earth again. So it was the same concept in different places and different cultures. And this idea of nature to humans was very important. In all this exhibition, we can see many pieces that speak about this connection between animals, plants, and the humans.
Although the city-states of the Maya no longer exist, the Maya people certainly do. There are 6 million Mayas living in 5 states of Mexico. They live in Guatemala and in El Salvador. And there are 50,000 Maya in the San Francisco Bay Area in California. As José Ortiz joked, it is the Spanish who were conquered by the Maya, not the contrary. We speak Maya, we eat Mayan foods, and we are very close to Mayan traditions.
Mayas are not only a very interesting archaeological civilization, but a very alive civilization with a Nobel winner as Rigoberta Menchú, or music's Armando Manzanero, creators and writers that are winning a lot of prizes all over the world. So it's a very alive culture that in the future will take another dimension of the multicultural country that should be Mexico.
Here's a little taste of what contemporary Maya artists are doing, in this case, composer Armando Manzanero. This is Mia, or Mine, played by guitarist Jesus Garcia. Pretty, isn't it? But for a veritable feast of Maya culture, don't miss this exhibit, Maya's Revelation of an Endless Time, at Paris's K. Bronley Museum. You have until the 8th of February to see it. For RFI, I'm Susan Owensby.
Thank you.